Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next, cock it and pull it. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're about to get Annie's sister, Caitlin, on the phone here. So you have two siblings. Is Caitlin the oldest of the three of you?
Yep.
And she was the second one to move out, actually. Your brother moved out first, right?
Well, Caitlin moved out. She lived in Southie for a while, then came back home to save up for a house, and then they bought the house together.
Right. So now her and her boyfriend are living together. They bought a house together.
Mm-hmm.
And they, for the first time, hosted your family for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, man, that is so scary.
It's terrifying,
right?
Especially with my family.
Right. So now it's no longer somebody else putting on the party.
Right.
It's now all on you. And you've just moved into a house. Caitlin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
So
did
you survive? This is what I want to know, because I missed this original conversation. I was out that day. But was it true that you didn't even have a dining room table?
No, we've always had a table.
They had a dining room table. It just wasn't going to fit everybody.
Oh, so it was like for four, and you have like how many people? How many people ended up there, Caitlin?
12.
So you can imagine. There was a kiddie table.
Right.
And your girl was sitting at it.
Oh, you had to sit at the kiddie table?
Of course I did. Crushing apple cider.
Knees to chest, Annie. Knees to chest.
All right, Caitlin. So what was the worst part of having everybody over for Thanksgiving dinner?
Honestly, it was like just the amount of stuff going in the fridge, and like just we don't have like counter space for all this random food that I don't know how to heat up, and then both our moms are basically cooking for us the entire time. And
you know,
we
Lardell
don't, like, have like a sitting area. We only have couches.
Lardell came in there like the Tasmanian devil and was just like keeling it out of my way, like just tearing it up.
Did you say you don't have couches?
No, we only have couches. So, like, everyone just had to, like, cram on those.
So, like, there's no chairs. There's
right.
No bar stools.
Yeah.
Like,
now
people, like, sit and have a conversation. We're all just, like, chilling on the couch, like, one big happy family.
Yeah.
But honestly, I will say, I was a little skeptical just because it's scary your first time, like you were saying, Carson. And Caitlin doesn't cook, really, especially Thanksgiving food. I mean, that's like a hard thing to do.
You just don't know how much work goes into it and planning it all time-wise.
Exactly.
Right? And being able to heat this up in the stove. But wait, I got the turkey in the oven. How can I fit this other thing in there? Where am I going to put everything in the refrigerator?
So we ended up eating around 4:30, and at that point, I was like, I'm so hungry. But I will say, it was awesome. Mm. Their house is so beautiful. It was so nicely decorated. The food was awesome. Everybody, it was just good vibes.
4:30 is pretty late, though, isn't it, Caitlin?
Yeah, that was late.
What time did everybody show up at the house?
Around 2, 2:30.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
Terrible.
Yeah,
no.
Not
so, what time did you start cooking, though?
I really didn't.
She's like, I know, I didn't do the cooking. Do you see that?
So, wait, we're talking to Annie's sister, Caitlin, who hosted Thanksgiving family for the first time. You didn't do any of the cooking?
We put the turkey in around like 12:30 probably, and then just let it sit there.
She placed the turkey in the oven. That's what she did.
But you're hosting. That's the whole point of hosting, isn't it? Am I missing something?
What, that she has to do the cooking?
Yeah, that's like...
No, that's not how it was going to happen. No,
but then who did the cooking?
Everyone else brought their food, basically. So we just heated it up.
So why didn't you just have it at the other... Where do you normally have the party?
My house.
Where the cooking probably all happened?
Yes, but you see, you could just transport.
Yeah.
So you just made everybody transport the food from Annie's house to your house?
Yes.
Well, she's brilliant. She doesn't have to travel now.
Right?
Caitlin, exactly.
That's a veteran move right there.
So Caitlin,
last I got to go right to sleep.
Right. We've all been bamboozled.
Caitlin, I always found back in the day, to kind of relate this, I always found it more fun to go to someone else's house party than to have my own house party, because then I got to worry about all the stuff and make sure no one's breaking anything. Did you have as much fun hosting the holiday than you would have if you just went somewhere and ate?
Yeah. I got all the beer left over, too.
Yeah, she did. Everybody else still did the work.
But she provided the home.
I didn't realize she wasn't doing any of the cooking. I thought when you say you're hosting, that means you're cooking, right?
She made the most baller move of all time. She just provided the house.
Everybody else cooked the food, but I'm going to host the party, so I get all the leftovers. Now get out of my house.
Yep. And by the way, my table says four.
Bring your own place setting.
Oh, I'm just... That's
it's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
It worked.
She's a rock star.
All right. There goes Caitlin, Annie's sister. Thank you, Caitlin. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Kate.
All right, bye.
So you guys doing Christmas there?
Hope so.
That is hysterical. I was so worried about her like cooking all the food because that's the stressful part.
No. That is crazy.
She didn't cook anything. She did nothing.
Lori Dow rolled up with 47 Tupperware containers.
I feel so bad for your mother.
You should have seen me in the back seat sitting next to it all. I'm like, can I dig into this?
Well played, Caitlin. Well played indeed.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.